Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start in Syracuse, where Governor Cuomo held his briefing yesterday.
Yes, Governor Cuomo on Tuesday outlined a protocol under which he would allow the state's economy to reopen region by region. He offered no timeline, but the complexity of the protocol, 12 separate conditions, some of them very detailed, some involving extensive work, suggests it will take a while to put into place. Cuomo, who delivered his daily briefing in Syracuse, also said he is ready to slow a region's economy right back down again. One of the 12 conditions detailed is that there be a regional control room to monitor the indicators of the pandemic and hit the danger button, if need be, to slow down the reopening. Other conditions for reopening include COVID-19 hospitalization must decline for 14 straight days, and businesses will reopen in phases, starting with manufacturing and construction, then higher priority, lower risk businesses.
From there, let's get an update in the capital region when it comes to nursing homes and adult care facilities.
Yes, and the news is not good. More deaths were reported at nursing homes and adult care facilities in and around the capital region on Tuesday. The deaths included one at an unspecified facility in southern Warren County, one at Fort Hudson Nursing Home in Washington County, and two at Diamond Hill in Sketicoke, Rensselaer County, where the death toll now stands at 10. Ingersoll Place Assisted Living in Niskayuna announced two additional deaths to family members on Monday, bringing the total number of residents who have died of coronavirus to 5. Out of the 27 patients who have tested positive at the facility, 13 remain hospitalized or receiving care at other health care facilities.
Testing has also been ramped up in many Capital Region communities, including Schenectady.
Coronavirus testing ramped up in the city's neighborhoods this week with a medical team at Mount Pleasant Middle School on Tuesday, which will help contain the spread. The testing will also paint a clearer picture of how hard the virus is hitting minorities who have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic based on emerging state data. We know that the majority of the ethnicities affected are African Americans and Latino, and that's been shown also from the statistics in New York City, said Leslyn Williamson, chief operating officer of Ellis Madison. So it was imperative for us to do this.
His name is Jeff Wilkin. He is a longtime veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, where you can read this and much, much more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, stay safe and healthy. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Dave.